FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Two guards who were injured during a cash-in-transit heist on the north coast are recovering in hospital. It's understood that they were attacked by a gang on the N2 near Mandini last night. Video footage of the incident captured by motorists has been shared on social media. One clip captured an explosion at the back of the cash van that sent plumes of smoke into the air. The suspects are then seen reversing their vehicle towards the van before stealing money. IPSS Medical Rescue Samantha Merrick was there.
On arrival, both guards were found to be injured. One guard was shot in his lower body in a serious condition. He was stabilized on scene by IPSS Medical Advanced Life Support. The second guard was lucky to escape with more minor injuries from the explosion. He was also transported by IPSS Medical. They are both still in hospital and are expected to make a full recovery.
South of Durban now, and a teenager has been rushed to hospital after he was stabbed multiple times outside a high school in Mirbank. While the circumstances surrounding the incident aren't yet clear, reports from the scene are that the learner was accosted and robbed this morning. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson.
Paramedics arrived on scene to find SAPS and security officials in attendance and were shown to where a 17-year-old male was stabbed multiple times in the chest and his back. Advanced life support paramedics worked to stabilize the critically injured teenager on scene before he was rushed through to a nearby hospital for the urgent care that he required. However, all necessary role players were in attendance and will be investigated any further.
Abroad now, and volcanic activity has caused several countries to cancel flights to and from the Indonesian resort island of Bali. Airlines in Australia, Hong Kong, India, Malaysia and Singapore have suspended travel after a nearby volcano unleashed an ash tower into the sky. Multiple eruptions from the mountain on Flores Island have killed 9 people in recent weeks. The airlines say at the moment it isn't safe to operate flights to and from Bali due to the volcanic ash. And finally, British author Samantha Harvey has become the first woman since 2019 to win the Booker Prize. Her book, called Orbital, is about astronauts looking down on Earth from the International Space Station. Harvey says she has no idea how to deal with her success and is completely overwhelmed. She takes home a £50,000 prize.
I would like to dedicate this prize to everybody who does speak for and not against the Earth, for and not against the dignity of other humans, other life, and all the people who speak for and call for and work for peace. This is for you.
The prestigious Booker Prize celebrates writers of long-form fiction published in English. A recap of our lead story, two guards who were injured during a cash-in-transit heist on the north coast are recovering in hospital. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.